Let's celebrate this month. Let's celebrate this week. Welcome to the Big Weekly Blend podcast, the companion to our Big Weekly Blend magazine. Hey, everybody, so excited. Today is the day when we get to celebrate a week of the new year, 2024. This is airing December 31st, 2023, and it lasts for this podcast is going to celebrate all the new January holidays up to January 6th. And then January 7th is when we revert back to our big daily blend show. So we're going to go from big weekly blend to big daily blend, where we look at a specific holiday every day, but actually keep it evergreen so you can listen to it anytime and it'll make sense, kind of. You never know with us. But we're very excited about that. And every Sunday we'll be raising a glass and doing our Champagne Sunday toast. And that's what we're going to do with all of our guests today. Four very special guests are joining us. Nancy, are you excited?
I'm excited.
I know. We're all excited. I know. It's a new year, and new year just, you know, somebody made that calendar that said, okay, now it's the new year. And different religions and spiritual beliefs have different calendars, but it always feels like, hey, it goes over to a new 2024. It's a flip in the calendar. We have to buy a new day timer if you're still old school like me and do things on paper. But and Nancy taught me early on to go on paper.
Yes, I did.
It is always exciting because it's like new planning, fresh ideas, and we're going to be doing a lot of that in 2024 here at Big Blend. So first off, thank you to everyone, all of our listeners, our Big Blend magazine readers, and everybody that is part of our shows, productions, everyone, and guests. And we thank you all because, man, oh, man, I'm telling you, next show, we're going to be celebrating 17 years of podcasting, 12 years of traveling on our Love Your Parks tour, and I think it's 28 years or 26 years of Big Blend magazine. I can't keep, I actually don't know. I can't add. So, oh, it's 27. Who cares? We're old.
Yeah. Over 20.
Let's bring our first guest on the show, Glenn Burrows, over in Norfolk, England. Glenn has been on our shows for over 10 years now. He is a tour guide and owner of Norfolk Tours. He takes people on custom tours all around England, Scotland, Wales. And so whatever you want to experience in England, Glenn is your man. He is on our show every fourth Saturday talking about everything from, you know, Guy Fawkes Night to taking a family history tour because he's a family history expert. So he gets a lot of visitors that come over and he helps them research their family history and takes them to ancestral sites, which I think is really cool. So his website is norfolk-tours.co.uk. And everyone's links we're talking about on the show are in the show notes. But welcome back, Glenn. Happy New Year.
Yeah, thanks very much, Lisa and Nancy. Yeah, Happy New Year. Funnily enough, you just mentioned about the calendars. Well, in England, the first of the new year was actually the 25th of March. And it weren't until 1752 that we changed our calendar to make 1st of January the New Year's Day. So it's only since 1752 that England has actually celebrated New Year's Day being the 1st of January. So recent thing in our history.
Well, okay, we're gonna go. We're gonna speak some more. We're gonna talk about Hogmanay. I can't pronounce this, but we
Hogmanay.
Well, we're gonna go over to Scotland, not far from you. Angela Laws is back on the show. Angela is a community manager for Trusted House Sitters, and you all know Nancy and I travel the country full time. And how we do this, yes, we've done a lot in tourism and in hotels and Airbnbs and things like that. But during COVID, Angela came on our show and then said, why aren't you girls doing this? We're like, what? Pet sitting. You need to go do this. We love animals and gardens. And, you know, that's one thing we miss, being digital nomads. Living in a hotel, you know, going to a hotel is great when you're traveling, a bed and breakfast and things. But we did miss actually cooking our own meals. Not saying that either of us are that great of a chef, but
I beg your pardon.
Nancy did a nice Christmas dinner, but and Nancy makes great omelets, so I really missed that. But we really missed having animals around us and tending to gardens. And Trusted House Sitters is this awesome site that connects travelers and people who love to travel, maybe even if they're traveling for work and traveling to see family. So they connect travelers. Everyone loves animals, right? That's the number one thing. Their pet parents with the travelers, digital nomads, people wanting to go, maybe going over to England will go pet sit and explore part of England when they're doing it. But this is a site, trustedhousesitters.com, that everyone should know about. And Angela, thank you, because our life has, I can't even tell you how expansive our community is, our family, our pet family, our human family, mm-hmm. Christmas time. You're saying we have so many people to talk to on Christmas that I never even, like, it's insane, because we want to know about every pet and how every pet parent that we, you know how they're doing. So thank you for that, with what Trusted Household is doing, and welcome back.
It's wonderful to be here. And I just listened to all of your years of how long you've been doing this. And I have to say, I'm in awe, and congratulations on them. And you're right. I mean, Trusted House Sitters, we are we're a pet lovers loving community. And you and Nancy have done just, how many pet sits have you done now?
It's over 100.
Wow. Look.
30
something? 100, you're no, almost, over 100, 100 and some, yeah. It's over, we're past the 101 Dalmatians. We passed that landmark.
you're getting up there with me. And yes, and you wanted to know about Hogmanay. Now,
yes.
I'm sort of a newcomer to Scotland, because you can hear from my accent, this is not my place of birth, and I haven't lived here for many, many years. And it's new to me, but I've got, you know, it's three facts apparently, that the Hogmanay, the word is unclear. We don't know, apparently they don't know where it came from, although no one knows for sure whether it's a Scots word for New Year's is where it came from. And there are a number of theories. Well, I won't get into them because I don't know them. But Edinburgh, and I am sure many, many of your listeners have heard of Edinburgh, it has one of the biggest New Year's Eve celebrations in the world on Hogmanay Street, and it's a street party. And wow. The Scots traditionally forget haggis. Traditionally, they eat steak pie on New Year's Day. And so there's just three. But, yeah, it's bad luck to say Happy Hogmanay before midnight on New Year's Day. So don't go.
Oh, so I won't say that. I will not say that. That's like, yeah, like break your legs is a thing that our guest Steve Schneikert will talk about in a second. But yeah, so that's okay. We won't say that. But steak pie, not steak and kidney, not the steak and kidney thing.
No, steak pie on New Year's Day.
Okay, that's fine. Well.
I'm
then
down that
ties to our next guest, Cheryl Ogle. Cheryl is a travel advisor, and she is on our show every third Wednesday talking about traveling the world, especially river cruises, going to Europe. This is like, what are we having a European call here? And she's also part of Trusted House Sitters, and that's how we met her, and we've become dear friends. And her kitten brigade are part of our family too. But everyone, go to heywannago.com when you're planning a trip. Cheryl is your person to do it. So welcome back, Cheryl. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Nice to be here.
And hey, listen, the segue I was bringing up is not just Trusted House Sitters. You know, Angela's talking about steak pie, and I'm going, well, y'all, you're in Texas, man. You're in the state country. Like, what, when you think about Texas and steak, what is like the ideal Texas meal for when it comes to steak?
A big ribeye steak, medium rare, a loaded baked potato, and a salad.
Ooh.
There you go. That's Texas. Although I did just have some really nice enchiladas down the street. So for lunch.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We have.
Okay. Any traditions in Texas for New Year's other than blowing things up with fireworks? Or is there any special tradition?
You know, really, no. Nothing different than what, you know, the rest of the nation. I think most of us watch the countdown on TV. I love the fireworks in London, so I watch those on YouTube about 6 hours before we, you know, do our little celebration here. And I feel like I've entered the new year as soon as I've seen the London fireworks. So on the Thames. So otherwise, my New Year's is always pretty quiet and boring, I'm sorry to say. We do in Texas, though, on New Year's Day, you have to have a bowl of black-eyed peas.
Yeah.
And that brings you luck for the whole next year. And even as a kid, if you liked them or not, didn't matter. You had to line up and at least have a spoonful of black-eyed peas because we are a Texas family and that's what we do. And
that's it.
You have black-eyed peas, usually with cornbread. And so, you get your black-eyed peas and cornbread in.
Yeah, that's it. You eat that cornbread if you want to hide the peas, Nancy, right? I know
that's
Nancy.
That's it. You slice the cornbread in half and stick the peas in there, close it
and
up.
And close your eyes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One bite of black eyed peas, and then you can have as much cornbread as you want. So,
all righty. Can Nancy have some bacon? Bacon in them. If you put bacon in them,
you're gonna cook it with bacon and bacon grease. Of course, we're Texans.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's why we keep going back to Lubbock, right? Cheryl, being a travel advisor, do you get requests for people wanting to go to iconic destinations for New Year? Like Sydney, Australia, I've heard is really big. You were talking about London. Do people do they travel according to New Year's? Or is that like, it's part of it, a major trip or something?
My client base really tends to be home for Christmas. And I had travelers flying home last Friday, right before Christmas, and I don't have anyone else traveling through the end of the year. And I don't know if it's just because I deal with a lot of baby boomers primarily. They want to be home with family.
Mm-hmm.
And I have sent people to London for New Year's, and they loved it and said it was chaotic and crazy and fun and, all the things. They had a great time. But that's just not my client base, which is nice because I don't love working over the holidays. And when my clients are traveling, I am on call 24/7 to them.
Yeah. So even when you're traveling.
I'm not complaining. Exactly. No. If I'm traveling. So I'm not complaining that I don't have any clients this week. It's kind of nice to watch a movie and put my feet up for a minute.
And watch you on your favorite city. Cheryl loves London. But I would say New Year's in a big city to me is like, okay, I don't know. I'm just aging or something. But I want to bring our next guest, Steve Schneikert, on the show. Steve, we call him the Schneikert Bar Man. I'm just kidding, Steve. I had to do that. Steve is an actor, performer, voiceover artist, just an amazing human being. He's a dear friend. He probably knows more of where we are than when we're on the road. He knows more than anything happens to us. Call Steve. He's a Hollywood historian on a lot of podcasts on our show. And so welcome back, Steve. How are you?
Hey, thank you, Nancy and Lisa, and hello to you, Glenn, Angela, and Cheryl. Happy New Year to all.
Yay. And Happy New Year to you. Steve, break a legs. Going, is that kind of similar to what Angela was saying about, I can't say it, like Hogmanay. It's very similar, like there's certain things you say and you do not say when it's about break a leg, right?
Correct.
What would I mean? Do you do it before someone?
You don't say good luck. You say break a leg.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or you say merde.
Ooh, what's that mean?
Break a leg. Merde. I think break a leg comes from jump as high as you can and hope the heck you land clean.
Oh, good.
No, actually, what it was brought up in like the vaudeville days. And if an act wasn't good, that's when the hook came out. They put it around the leg. To pull them off the stage.
In the cartoons, they put him around the neck.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was the leg.
Oh, that's interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's where break a leg came from.
Wow. Cool. Okay. Well, this is good stuff. We're learning some good history here today. Steve, do you have any New Year's traditions?
Not really. If I do anything, if I happen to have grapes, I'll eat 12 grapes.
Oh, okay.
Right in a row.
Okay.
That's a Hispanic routine that they
do.
I
didn't know that.
And I happen to have been over somebody's home New Year's Eve, and that's what they did. So I just adopted it.
It's healthy. That's
Well,
a
you could
good.
have,
I like that. I
yeah,
like
you could
that.
have 12 of anything,
Yeah,
pretty much.
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
Yeah,
so let's.
they call it las doce uvas,
Oh,
the 12 grapes.
I like that. I like that a
Huh.
lot. That's good. One for each year. I mean, each month. Steve, you want to start us off? We're going to do the champagne toast. Champagne Sunday toast is back. We're so excited. And not only did listeners keep commenting to us, like, what happened to Champagne Sundays? It's like,
Yeah,
oh,
they
we're
like
making some
that.
changes. And of course, some things never die. You know, Champagne Sunday is actually our flagship show. It's how we started the podcasting. Nancy said, well, if we're going to do a podcast, and at that point, I don't think we were calling it podcasting.
No.
She said, we'll do it when we do our Sunday champagne brunch. And no, we're not going to eat on the air. Nobody needs to hear that, but we can have our champagne and we'd have our champagne and raise a glass. And honestly, not always champagne at all. It's really about taking a moment, no matter what is going on in the world. And as we all know, the world is a little crazy, but taking that moment to look at the good around us and being happy about something, because there's always something positive, no matter how bad the negative is, there's always a positive. So, Steve, what do you want to raise your champagne toast to?
My champagne toast to would be wishing the best to all family and friends, including all of you on today's show,
Thank
and
you.
all fur babies.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my, Jesse, Nancy's got Jesse the dog with her.
I know,
Jesse, who
she's
we're
so
taking care of in
beautiful.
Oregon, and she's in with Nancy with the heater.
Yeah,
There,
she's
and I
smart.
did. Yeah, she's smart, right? She's enjoying the show, so I think she's wagging her tail.
Yeah.
What about Koozie, Cheryl? Does Koozie? I think Cheryl Koozie's okay with champagne since Koozie's the queen of Lubbock, right? Kitten.
Koozie can have anything she wants. She's a cat, and
Yeah.
she's going to have anything she wants anyway. And so it's easier to just give in. If she were, if
Well.
I were raising her as a child, she would be in
Uh-oh.
prison by the time she's 15. But she's not. She's not a human. She's a cat. So you know what? So what? I did a good job as a mom, and that's that. So.
You go, girl. But hey, listen, and I want you to know Cheryl has done such an amazing thing of cleaning up her neighborhood of cats. This sounds bad, but it's not. It's about stray cats not being fixed. Cheryl is like the hub. The cats know she'll feed them, take care of them, but she does sneak them into a, you know, cage once in a while and take them to the vet, get them fixed up so that they don't keep breeding, and so they will be safe and fed, and she finds them homes. You're a really good cat ambassador, I'm just gonna say.
Yeah.
You are the neighborhood cat lady, and I mean that in all positivity. Just saying. But Cheryl,
my.
I know now I'm going to hear about this later. I can see the Facebook messages coming soon. I'm never going to get cake at our house again. Cheryl,
No, no, you
what are you
won't.
raising your glass to? We can have cake with champagne, but what are you raising your glass to or cup?
I am raising my glass to safe and healthy travels in 2024.
Awesome.
I agree.
That's
I agree.
awesome.
And may the
Yeah.
tourism world keep flowing. That's what I like. We want travel to keep going.
It's the
Oh, it's
educational.
flowing.
It's the
Yeah, I could work around the
educational
clock.
world.
Yeah, it
Yeah, I mean
is.
the best way to get educated is to travel. You know, so the travel needs to keep because that's how you really learn. Agreed.
Absolutely. Turn your television set off, turn your news off, quit hearing news stations that tell you you hate the rest of the world and they hate you,
Yeah.
and go out and experience the world, and you'll find out that we are all much more similar than television would have you believe.
You know,
But go
and
see the world, whatever that means for you. It might mean leaving your county, or it might mean flying across the pond, but quit believing what you see on TV and go out and spread a little kindness somewhere.
That's why
I
I don't
want
watch the news anymore.
No,
Because
I gave it up
I don't.
during COVID. I was tired of hearing that we're all going to die, and I had my TV shut off at that point nearly 4 years ago, and I don't miss
And
it. So.
I think Trusted House Sitters does this, and it's a this wonderful byproduct. I don't like the word byproduct, but it's this thing that you can't quantify. Like when I said at the beginning of the show that we've met so many people that become family. It's a very immersive experience, and we have sat down and had dinners. Like, you know, we see Cheryl, we always have a kitchen table conversation that how many kitchen, like, I almost want to write a book on table, like these kitchen table conversations and moments that are intimate. We all come from different places in the world. We share the love of travel and animals, and maybe we all have different political beliefs, and I don't want to get into politics. You know, like Cheryl did one of the best Facebook posts ever. She's like, "Hey, girls and boys, let during it was some election year. I can't remember what she like. Let's not, you know, get rid of our friendships and family over two people we don't actually know." And I think she's really right about that. And I've been using that quite a bit, Cheryl, by the way. Sorry, but I owe you
Oh, I love
one.
that.
But it's true.
Nope,
But it's
help
really
yourself.
true. Yeah, you know, and these kitchen table conversations that we've had across the country transcend the news, transcend all the barking dogs. I don't mean like, oh, I love dogs, but all of that stuff that we're talking about. So I think that's something really special about this immersive way of travel. And it's short, you know, it's like, okay, we have the kitchen fuzzies. Sometimes it's cocktail time, depending on who, what, and where. And then people fly off, but there's this immersive thing that you just, I can't, you can't quantify it. It's just too beautiful. So, going over to you, Angela, that is a beautiful thing about trusted house sitters that goes beyond a membership fee. I'm just saying, it really does, make us
Oh,
all happy.
yeah, absolutely. And my toast goes to and it's a little bit of a business toast, but there's a good reason behind it because the last week in December we had some investment brought into Trusted House Sitters by another company, and the reason I'm toasting it is because we have one of the most unique communities, and one of the we're pet people, and there's not enough people in this world that know that Trusted House Sitters exists. There's not enough people, pet people, who know that they can travel and still have pets and keep them happy at home. And then there's not enough of those like you and Nancy, Lisa and Nancy, who are sitters, and me as well. I go out and I have the most amazing communication, the connections with pet parents and with pets that fulfills my life. And now we are going to be in a position where we can go out there and we can spread that news, and we can create an awareness around the world that we are there, and that we're going to have more opportunities for more people to connect and build on this community that is really very, very special, and that gives so much joy. And it's not about money, it's not about acquisition, it's about community, and it's about putting pets first and letting animals and pets, rescues particularly, live their best lives and be kept happy at home by people that love them.
I love it. I love it. And your toast to Champagne Sunday toast to Trusted House Sitters for what they do, really, because
Absolutely.
helping people travel and go see Glenn. So Glenn, I love this because I know that it Trusted House Sitters started kind of in your backyard in England, and you know, you also have a very intimate, immersive experience being a tour guide and helping people with their family history. That's something that goes beyond being paid as a tour guide, honestly.
It is so personal because I, like you say, about sitting around the breakfast table with people and talking about life in general. You know, when I'm going on a tour with my guests, I am on the tour with them. You know, so I take them and I stay in the same hotel as them. I have breakfast with them, you know, and we get to know each other. You know, we really do get to know each other. You know, if I've got them for 10 days, you know, we really get to know people. And it is all about digging into who they are, where they come from, where their family came from, and to connect to where their family came from. You know, to actually be able to get that real, real connection. And you only get that when you're at a place. You can't read about a place. You've got to go there. I mean, even if it's somewhere like London, you know, when you go to the Tower of London and you go to where Anne Boleyn had her head cut off, you know, you're actually at that spot. Well, no matter how many films you have seen or how many books you have read, you're not actually at that spot. So going where your own ancestors lived is a really, really emotional tie. But going on to your toast, as you know, I'm a great advocate for small independent local businesses. And a lot of small local independent businesses have had a really tough time over this last 3 or 4 years. So my toast is for them. And I just hope that we've now turned a corner. I mean, I really do hope we've turned a corner, because we've lost so many independent businesses over the last few years. And especially in England, we've lost so many sort of corner shops and pubs and little ma and pa, as you call them, you know, grocery stores and cafes. Mm-hmm. You know, we're losing all of them to the big boys who come in and take over. And I really would like to raise a glass to everybody who has struggled and who are still there, you know, because it takes a hell of a lot of guts to keep going when you know for a fact that you've got no customers. I mean, I had 2 years with no customers. And I know what it's like, you know, so I raise my glass to any local independents who are still there, and any local independents who are thinking about setting up, because, you know, go for it. Go for it.
I agree.
And that is where the personality of an area, a town, a city comes into actually being who they are. It's not through big chain stores, because they're all the same. So then everything would be the same. And how boring can that get? So here to your own business with your own personalities. No, it's not easy, but it's better than some alternatives.
Is that your toast too, Nancy? Is that your toast? I'm just double checking you.
Well, okay. I have that. And I also would like to just say that we are way better worldwide if we play together and work together instead of adopting divisive, whatever you want to, mantras, divisive
drama.
It's always good to say, oh, sorry, I didn't really mean it quite that way. Let's get along and let's go have some fun than it is to fight and to divide.
Unity. So you're toasting to unity. Yeah, I like that.
There we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I toast to everyone on the show, everyone who's been listening over the years. You know, I toast to Nancy for putting up with me over the years. And to just
have no idea
lifestyle that we have, I toast to the fact that we get from A to B all the time. You know, I find that incredibly. We drive a lot.
We've been very
we go
fortunate.
Back and forth across the country. Someone's like, "Can you come sit?" Sure, we'll just drive across the country. No problem.
Why not?
And we do. And then we get in the car, going, "What the hell did we do?" And then we're like, "Dude, we're so glad we did it. We see things. We experience things. We experience America. We go on small roads every time we can." And we like to have that freedom. I mean, half the time, you know, Cheryl knows, hey, Nancy and I are coming in. We've been out in swamps all day. She's like, shower's ready. You know, before the dinner, please get in the shower first. How many times? She does. She's always like, is it a shower moment?
You started that, though. You're the one who always said, we need a shower first. No hugs, no nothing. Y'all get here. Unload, you got showers, and then I'll cook you dinner always.
No, she does it out of self-defense.
No, because I mean, by the time we get somewhere and we go through things where people are like, what are you doing? But we go in parks. We don't, sometimes we get hotels, sometimes we don't. It's like, depends on what we want to film and see and the weather. But I really, I toast to getting places. And hopefully some more driving schools will become new businesses and communities across the country. I'm just going to say we need more driving schools for all ages. Let's have that. So I'm toasting to that. But really, everyone, I like Nancy's thing of unity and all of us working to keep moving forward. So, hey, I think we've got a good new year ahead. I think it's exciting when you add the numbers 2024 together. You have the number 8, which is the symbol of infinity. So
good luck.
About turning, I'm not a numerologist or anything. I have no clue, but I do have a little woo-woo side of me. But the number 8 always feels great. And hummingbirds fly in the formation of the number 8, which is infinity.
Their wings
So
do.
We're all immortal on this show. But we're not going to age. That's what it means. But let's move forward to some of the holidays coming up. So January 1st, World Hangover Day. Let's ignore that.
No.
Let's ignore that. And Ring a Bell Day. So for all those having a hangover, someone needs to go in with a big bell and ring it over their head. That's really nice.
That's
I do love the fact that it's a polar bear plunge day. And we filmed one outside the Sequoias.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
People jumped in Kauai River outside Sequoia National Park in Central California.
No.
Now they get snow. They dive in that water. And I'm like, y'all, like, I don't know about it, but you do it. There's also the Rose Bowl parade that happens in this country. And we got to give a shout out to our friends in Louisiana. The state of Louisiana has a float that will be in the parade again. And
awesome.
Christy Wood, who comes on our show all the time, she's an equestrian expert. She's ridden in the parade a number of times, representing Appaloosa horses and the Native American heritage that is connected to the horses. So that is very cool. But it's also Ellis Island Day. Glenn, Ellis Island goes back to family history. So how many people, when you're working with people on family history, do their roots over here in America a lot of times tie back to Ellis Island and then to England?
Most of the people who came over sort of in the late 19th, early 20th century went through Ellis Island. Even the Canadians, a lot of the people who went to Canada went through Ellis Island. So it does seem to have been the place. Luckily for a lot of family historians, a lot of the Ellis Island records are online. So if you're lucky enough to sort of know your ancestors came that route, you may well be able to find some good information from Ellis Island itself. So it's a very important place for people in America to obviously find their 19th and 20th century ancestors.
This is cool. And Steve has a wonderful Hollywood history segment about Charlie Chaplin. Steve, what was the Immigrant? Isn't that the movie?
Yeah,
it was about the
That's
immigrant.
Correct.
All right,
yeah.
We're going to link that in the show notes, everyone, so everyone can listen to that. Nancy, going back to your day of your unity toast. January 1st is World Day of Peace.
Awesome.
And there is a Universal Hour of Peace where people basically take a moment, take an hour, and focus and meditate, pray on peace. And I think that's pretty darn cool. I think we need that right now. So no matter your belief, that's something to hold good. As you know, it's cool. It's also Apple Gifting Day. You can give people apples. So there you go. January 2nd goes back to Glenn again. Gee, Glenn, you're winning on this show. January 2nd is Ancestry Day. Hello.
I didn't know that. I shall have to make a note of that one then.
Yeah. That's definitely for you. Cheryl and Angela, January 2nd is Happy New Year for cats. I don't
know.
Oh,
that's weird. Oh, Angela's going to get a big head. We got to stop.
This is so funny.
New Year.
There's nothing like a cat. They're the funniest.
Well, predictably,
animals.
She's here for her 2:30 snack, and she's sitting here demanding
knows.
It.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny!
I can see her in my mind walking through the tail, straight up with a little crook at the last inch of her tail, flagging you and going, "Hey, like, come on, where's my treat? Where's my, come on."
January 2nd is also National Pet Travel Safety Day. Now, some people travel with pets and some are really good, but some are not. And I think, Angela, that is also part of Trusted House Sitters, is sometimes cats don't want to be in an RV. Some cats do, some dogs do, but some don't. Some of them don't want to be on an airplane. Some of them don't want to be left in a hotel room. I've watched cats swing from the drapes or curtains in a hotel room. which is
that
pretty hysterical,
funny.
But your deposit's going up. So I'm all for pet friendly travel, but a lot of dogs that we know and cats and even cats, people don't think this. I was like, oh, it's just a cat. You know, you can just leave them. No. Hoosie was the first cat who taught us, I want the TV on it this time. I have a treat at this time.
Oh, it's amazing.
You better uphold that to that. Animals have routines in their homes, right, Angela? So honestly, when, you know, an animal has a fixed routine, and especially after COVID, don't the animals have a sense of, if you don't want to shake them up, it's kind of fearful
for
them.
No. I mean, it's like, I mean, we have our routines, you know, they're no different. Mm-hmm. And they get fed at certain times. And, you know, talking about travel, I know I was in San Diego. I only got back to the UK on the 20th, and I was in San Diego and I was working over there, but I was sitting as well. And there's two dogs that I look after. One is 6 years old and the other one is 11 years old. And, you know, they've never had bad experiences of travel. So we don't know why they don't travel well, but neither of them travel in a car well. Casey, who's the six-year-old, right from a puppy, you put him in the car and he would start to shake and he'd be sick and he'd salivate. And it's like, you know, we got humans that get car sickness and they get exactly the same. And so, you know, even going to the veterinarian is sort of a trauma for them because they just don't like the vehicle and they just don't like the car. So, yeah, I mean, we keep them in the place where they are the happiest, where they're the safest, where they're used to everything. And you know, the thing about sitters and trusted house sitters is, and I'm sure you'll agree, Nancy and Lisa, is pets don't know their owners have left until the day they walk back through the door. They have no idea,
right.
You know, right. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay, so you went half an hour ago, like, I'm pleased to see you, and they could have been gone for 3 months. Nobody knows.
Well, wait a minute. Koozie looks at us like, Cheryl's gone. I want an extra treat. You're mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I feel like you're painting her in a bad light.
No, Koozie's wonderful. She's just got this personality of I am the queen. She walks with confidence.
Oh, she does. She thrusts herself, man. It's amazing.
It's a confidence. But well, having trusted house sitters has made a difference, because when I go, I'm often gone for anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks at a time. And if I were to pay I can't pay a company $40, $50 to come in and feed my cat. You know, she's on an automatic feeder, so I can't do that. But knowing that someone's staying in my home and loving on her and turning on a movie for her in the evening, let her watch a little TV, she's fine. That makes a big difference. I have local family. My best friend lives two doors down, so people could come feed her, but no one can replace someone sitting here being with her. And so that makes a big difference, and it lets me travel without breaking the bank. Couldn't do that.
And the house. And your house is taken care of. And that's the other thing is,
exactly.
I have to tell people about putting on the TV. So the first time we go to sit and Cheryl's like showing us the TV and we're like, we're not touching anything, man. We're just going to be on our computers. We don't want to break anything. We're like so paranoid about this. Well, Koozie comes out, like looks at us like it's time for movies. And so I brought out the computer. I said, okay, we'll watch something. Koozie looked at us. No, this isn't good enough. Put the TV on.
I want the big
TV. So we put the TV on. And what did we start watching? There's a PBS show. It's about the traveling nurses or the, midwives.
Call the midwife. Yeah.
Right? And at that time, Cheryl knew one of the feral cats was having babies, and she's messaging me, I'm going to give you a bad review if you don't like send me photos. And, as a joke.
Okay, I didn't say it like that.
As a joke. Cheryl's got like the best sense of humor, and it's a joke. Yeah. And literally, these kittens came out, and then the mother cat watches through the window
Through the window.
We ended up watching the midwives. Here comes the kittens. I mean, it was just such a surreal, weird thing that it all happened. This was like the birthing house of joy, cat joy. But
you ask the cats what they want to watch, and they answer. You
They
know,
do.
and that's where Koozie started talking. It's like we'd say, "Well, do you want to watch this or do you want to watch that?" And she'd look at you like and be silent. And then on the choice that she wanted, she'd go, "Eh." Oh. And so I go, "Okay."
Well, listen, Steve's dog Bella, she's a sweet, sweet beauty. Oh, she is a special love, and she loves her peanut butter. But she has a routine because if we dare call Steve at 5 o'clock, it's not happening. It's not. Isn't that true, Steve? It's Bella's feeding time. Do not. She's got a routine. She's a
Yeah,
sweet girl.
Bella
How long
calls
have
his
you had her?
shots here.
Yep.
She'll be 12 in June.
Wow.
Wow. So it'll be 12 years.
Wow.
Wow. And she's your buddy,
Wow.
man. She is. She's family. She's absolute
She's
family.
loyal.
But
Glad for the best. Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Wow. So this, I do want to just do this one thing about National Pet Travel Safety Day. I will say this. There are a lot of people, crates for their animals. And I think whatever you can do, if you can get your animals to be used to the cat carrier or crate, like let it be a little bedroom for them, if this is possible, so that they have their little, cozy spot, not necessarily to lock them up or anything. So they can be friends with it. If you have to go to a vet or if there's an emergency, we've got hurricanes and fires and stuff that this country goes through. If they had to be rescued, if they have a crate and that crate is their thing that they know and they have to be traveled out in some way, I think it's a very important thing to do that they're comfortable because when someone puts a blanket over it, they feel like they're in their spot. They have some semblance of home if they have to go, even if it's to the vet or you have to move house or something like that. The animals are going to have to be transported at some point. So if you can get your animals to love, their horse trailer, even horse trailers, and that's important too. Like if you're doing a pet sit and you don't have a horse trailer to get your donkey or horse out, you better have a backup plan.
Yeah.
It's very important that that is a conversation. Wouldn't you agree, Angela, for animals to have that other net that should be there, and when we talk about transport?
Oh, absolutely. It's safety as well. I mean, but it's also it's safety for them emotionally, and it's safe for them physically too, because when you're in a vehicle and you never know when you're going to have to stop or anything else. But you're right. I mean, to get them used to that right from the beginning, from a puppy or a kitten, or even sort of just having that crate so that it's opening at home. And very often you'll see the animals just will go in, and they'll just go in and curl up, and that is their safe place. And that can be used not just when you're traveling, but for example, when you have sort of celebrations at home, Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year, and you've got guests coming in, one of the things that you should have is and those days when fireworks, which we know animals don't like, if you've got that safe place that your pet can go to, that it's away from, they know that they're not alone, but they know that safe, and they can go in there and just curl up and be away. I mean, don't you want to get away from a crowd sometimes and go in and say, "You know what? I just want to be quiet. I don't want to talk to you lot. I just want to go
I want to
and I
go to my
think
room.
that's one of
Yeah.
the best things you can do, because the other reason is who wants to give them added stress to try and get them into a crate that they're not used to? We don't want to do that. And it is their safe place. It's their bed. It's where they want to be.
And when you put if the dog is sick or cat is sick, they're already not totally themselves. It's like people aren't when they're ill. If now they go from I really don't feel good to put into a crate that they really don't know or don't like because it's only used when bad things happen.
Yeah, that's a good
It
point.
makes it even worse. So, it's like if the crate is somewhere that's comfy and warm and inviting and open to them whenever they want to go into it, life is a lot easier. And just leaves the door open unless you really need to close it.
Absolutely. Put some treats in once in a while and let their toys be in there, little, that kind of thing. But Not necessarily like this is it, you're getting locked in your room. So Glenn, I didn't think you'd know that you were going to be on a pet show today, but we are going to get to something that's fun here because, all right, I do want to get to January 2nd is a day for Motivation and Inspiration Day. Like, okay, so normally by the end of January 1st, I have not completed one thing on my resolution list. I'm already doing some other project that my brain gets into. So there is a Motivation and Inspiration Day, and it is also National Buffet Day. Now, if we're going to go to a buffet, let's create a buffet. So I want to start with you, Glenn. What do you want? If you, there's a buffet, it is high end, high class, it or not, whatever. It is just got the best food, like the ultimate. What do you want on the buffet?
How many things can I have?
Oh, because I know a scone is in there, right? A cheese scone?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You know, there's got to be a cheese scone or some cheese straws. But I do love smoked salmon and cream cheese. So I do love them as well. You'll see there's a bit of a theme going on with cheese with me.
Swiss cheese day too, by the way.
It's Swiss cheese day. Anything cheesy like that. I do love cheesy things and savory bites. But yeah, cheese straws. There's a lady in the village who makes the most delicious cheese straws. So I would have some of Mrs. Page's cheese straws, some of Diane's cheese scones, and some cream cheese with smoked salmon on top.
I'm thinking we better add prunes to the menu.
Thank you very much. No.
We're going to go back to the bacon, cheese, and apple for you. A baked apple with bacon and cheese for you, Glenn. So, nope, he's not in. Steve, what about you? What do you want on the buffet?
Is this just, what is it, lunch, brunch, dinner?
You can do whatever you want. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It could be an all-day buffet.
Salmon and smoked salmon and the cream cheese with the bagel. Caesar salad, and my favorite, Nancy's favorite, Brussels sprouts.
Listen, telling you, Steve, Nancy, and I are getting prepared for next week's show because January 7th, we're doing a special show focusing because Golden Globes are coming up and we're going to do movies and music and everything. However, it's also past gas day. So we can't ignore that. So that's why Steve's giving Nancy the runaround. So I didn't know there was national past gas day, but we're still giggling. And I actually don't know how we're going to put that show together without I don't know how we're going to do it without giggling and being 2 year olds. But we will, right, Steve?
Yep,
you had to start this. You started this with
through.
Brussels sprouts, and Cheryl, what are you getting?
No, but
from the
Brussels
menu?
Sprouts are my favorite. I really my
are.
Favorite veggie.
Yep,
you know, I and love then Brussels included sprouts. On that buffet, I also want angry pasta.
What's angry pasta? Why does it have to be angry?
What is that?
That's what it's just called. It's noodles, sausage.
Oh, sausage.
Bell peppers, mushrooms, and very spicy.
Oh, that's why
you are getting ready for next week's show.
Yeah. That sounds good, though. It is.
Yeah. Man, I want to be friends with you in real life. Wow. That's good.
Cheryl's in on this. Cheryl, what are you getting from the buffet?
Well, okay.
Don't
bacon,
you dare
because
say
I refuse to cook. Well, that's next. But I'm going to start with bacon because you have to have something like a meal first. And I don't like cooking bacon. So that's a treat. Real bacon. And then white cake. Just plain white vanilla cake or coconut cake. But the others, I cook salmon all the time, so that's not a treat anymore. Bacon and cake. There we go. I'm good.
Oh, my God. I have to say this, Cheryl. I once made a pineapple upside down cake with bacon in it. It was awesome.
Nancy just had a waffle with bacon in it.
Yum.
When do y'all come back here? Need to come a day early and make that.
I know. I was about to say, Cheryl, we're coming to your house, but we are.
That's right. You're coming. We got 6 weeks. So
okay.
The seats have been changed. We're ready for you.
Yeah. Listen, cake. It's all about cake, man. It is. And Oh boy, anything to do with cake is a good thing. Chocolate cake, vanilla cake, red velvet cake.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, coffee cake. Let's not carrot cake.
But we gotta stop. Yeah, stop.
No, we
Next.
need to have a carrot cake on the buffet.
That's good too.
Angela, what are you getting from the buffet?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so Steve has already added Caesar salad, so but I'm gonna go for that. And I want some lobster thermidor,
Oh.
and salmon and asparagus quiche. That would be nice.
That is nice.
And Anna Bellini. We
I'm
have to
with
have
you.
some drink. So we'll have Bellinis.
Oh.
And for cake, cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
And the best cheesecake I've ever had is Junior's. And actually, in Grand Central Station, I got it there. But if you can go online, and they actually have a recipe online, and I've baked it, and it is as good as the one you buy from Junior's. But yeah,
Oh.
New York baked cheesecake. That's what I want.
Oh my
Oh,
gosh. Wait a
wow.
minute. Glenn, is
Yeah, my
cheesecake
mouth
on?
is watering.
I know. I want to know, Glenn, is cheesecake in your wheelhouse of cheese? See how I did that?
No,
Oh.
right, not. It's got sugar in. I don't eat sugar, so I don't eat any desserts. So cheesecake is out for me, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, all right, and no prunes, but apparently, Steve, you shouldn't say merde on our show. Apparently, I didn't know that's what it meant. Glenn is like messaging me about,
Do
well, he
you
is
eat any
preparing for next
fruit?
week.
But do you eat fruit? Because I mean, it's loaded with sugar.
The only fruit I eat are either grapefruits or cooking apples.
Oh, the tart ones.
Okay.
I like tart apples. I really do. Oh, Nancy, what are you putting on there other than bacon in the buffet?
I would have some cheese enchiladas, of course,
Oh
with
my gosh.
bacon on top.
Oh, well, now that we're going Mexican, avocado, guacamole.
Yeah, you see,
So
and
I think a margarita and a good
yeah, now we're
breakfast burrito.
talking.
And then I think, man, are we getting fat for the new year? This is fantastic. Take this, personal trainers, not doing it. Chilaquiles, my favorite. Like Eggs Benedict and
Oh gosh.
Chilaquiles have a war on like how
That's a
good they
bag of
are.
chips with tomato
No,
sauce.
it is not. No, it is not. A really good plate of chilaquiles. I mean, you could have
Do
it
I
with
get
the
you on that?
verde or, oh, come on, like a good chilaquiles meal. And huevos on top. Oh, come on. And you can put some sausage, some bacon, some chorizo. Oh, okay.
Oh,
All right.
sausage day is good.
I think we need to go back to Texas at this point. We're in like a, we're kind of going southwestern here.
Sausages, sausage
Sausages.
day.
Sausage
Sausage
day.
days is
Every day
wonderful.
is sausage day. We had sausage. We had le recently. Nancy made some sausage.
Yeah, and you know what? No matter where we house it, if we cook sausage, all the pets come and go, "What you doing? What
Yeah,
you doing?"
all animals know pork. I'm just saying they do.
They
Doesn't
do.
mean you should give
All
it to
come
them.
out.
Just saying. Just saying. All right, so we're going to move on. I want to stay with the motivation and inspiration day because now
Okay,
we were all
sorry.
really bad.
Well,
So one.
you said food.
We're going to do a music playlist, and Steve's got a couple songs on there, right, Steve? So I think music is good inspiration. You have two songs, and I believe these are from, are these from the Golden Globes nominees? Road to Freedom by Lenny Kravitz from the movie Rustic. Ooh, I like that. Addicted to Romance by Bruce Springsteen. Nancy loves Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, they're both nominated.
Oh, and this is a movie you came to
Kravitz
me at.
and Springsteen.
Oh,
Awesome.
well.
We might have to watch.
Are they motivating and inspiring to go on the music
They're
playlist? Are they,
cute.
do they?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Well, if you say so, you know, we always back you up. I'm gonna have to listen to them. I haven't had a chance yet, but you know, we're
Hey,
gonna do it.
Bruce Springsteen rocks. Come
So
on.
in other words, he's motivating just. You know what? Nancy bought me an album when he came out with Born in the USA. She bought me that album going, I got you a gift because it was his butt on the cover. That's the reason she bought me that gift. It was just for her to have that album and his butt on the,
And
on the.
we used it, the music from that, to teach Lisa's pony horse. She's a I don't know how to.
She was an Arab cross pony.
Yeah, and she was extremely difficult to train. And she loved that music, and I could get her gait right with mm-hmm. that music. And it really, and I'm like, oh man, you can train animals with music.
You can't take her through dressage though, because we talk to our animals and we talk to the judges, don't we, Nancy?
Oh, no. I know. I got points docked for talking to the judges, and all I said was, "Hey, how's it going?"
Yeah,
and they were like, "Yeah," and you're not allowed to talk to the horse, you know, and you're not allowed to talk to the judges. I'm like, oh, geez.
Angela, have you ever done dressage?
Have I done dressage? Yes, because I used to do I did amateur 3-day eventing, and that's dressage, and that's cross country and show jumping. Ooh. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. So, what would you add to the list of? It could be music, motivation, inspiring. Do you have a tip, a point, or a quote, or something? Music, anything that you would add into the inspiration motivation mix for 2024, Angela?
Oh my goodness. I heard a song today, which actually I finished up cranking up on the radio and shouting at the top of my voice, because I think it's, and it's called Ain't No Stopping Us Now, and it's McFadden and Whitehead. And it was just like, yeah, that's what we all want to do. Cause I think I've talked to so many people that 23 has not been the best year in the world or in their lives. Lots of people, there's just been something about it. So I think that 24 is going to be really, it's going to be good for everybody. I hope so. Anyway, I really do.
I like that. Now mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Queen. Don't Stop Me Now. I'm having such a good time.
Oh, I love
good time.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to add that. Don't stop. Now, Cheryl, come on. Got a Rod Stewart song there for some motivation and inspiration? Because tell everybody you love Rod Stewart, right?
Okay, I love Rod Stewart a lot. And that's okay. I've loved him since the first time I heard Do You Think I'm Sexy as a 13 or 14-year-old. I don't even know why I was allowed to listen to that. But I heard his voice and thought, oh, my goodness, what is that? And I have been a fan ever since then. So I've seen him in concert a lot. And I have tickets to see him in Florida in February and all sorts of things. So. Dublin, you know what? I'm having a ball, and I don't even care what people think. So it's my money and my life. And so I go see Rod Stewart.
I love
it. If it makes you happy,
I'm with you there.
Oh,
I'm with you, Cheryl.
Nancy, you just got us a new song, Sheryl Crow. If it makes you happy, can't be that bad, right?
Yeah.
Well, within moderation, within reason. But every day, my alarm goes off to the lyrics to Forever Young, and it's May the Good Lord Be With You Down Every Road You Roam, and May Sunshine and Happiness Surround You When You're Far From Home. So anyway, it goes on and on. I won't sing because I can't sing, but that's my alarm every day, whether it's on Alexa or my phone. And that's what I wake up to, and I want that thought to be in. I mean, I am a believer, so I do feel like, you know, the good Lord is with me every day, and it's a good reminder first thing in the morning.
I feel the same.
So,
yes.
That's awesome, Cheryl. That is awesome.
And if you've never seen Rod Stewart, contact me and I can kind of direct you to some shows. So.
Oh, she loves that. But I love it when people love music. You know, to me, I am a diehard music fan of so many genres, mm-hmm. and it's a little sickening. And I drive people nuts about music and musicology. But it is something. It is a universal language. And as travelers, one of the greatest things to experience is
music is
in
awesome.
Other countries. Like Glenn going to an English pub or a Scottish pub or Irish pub and having that music in that country, mm-hmm. in that pub or place, like wherever. If it's a concert, it doesn't have to be a pub. But there is something about a pub side by the fire music, right? Cheryl, you know, all of you guys
Absolutely.
Know about this. But Glenn, for mm-hmm. you, I mean, that is it. How many people go to England and want that experience that I'm talking about, like to have that proper, real, like, you know, the Celtic music sound? We want that.
Well, funnily enough, I haven't actually taken anybody to a music festival or a music venue yet.
Yet? I was going to say, you and Cheryl got to talk here.
I know lots of people who do sing. I mean, just on the Norfolk coast, we've got the Sheringham shantymen, you know, so they're the fishermen who sing sea shanties. You know, we've got loads of different types of folk music. And I must admit that it still sticks in my mind that when I went to France in 1972, I think was the first time I went to France, I went to a concert and with my French pen friend, who I'm still in touch with, funnily enough, after over 50 years. And we went to a concert with Alain Stivell, and he was a folk music man from Brittany. And his music is totally amazing. It's an electric violin and lots of foot tapping going on. You know, it's really, really lovely. So if you look up Alain Stivell, he's got some beautiful music on the web still, even though he must be getting on because he was performing in 1972.
Wow. Yeah, that was before I was born. That's like, Steve, that's cool.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Glenn. Okay. Sorry, Glenn. I just have to ask you this. With my grandmother coming from Hull in England, she taught me what she called ditties.
Yes.
And apparently they all had their own little tune. They were all like rhyming. And every time I sang one, I had to go to my room first.
Oh.
Because they were all a little on the racy, naughty side. And
yeah, well, they would be. They're fishermen, aren't they?
A
lot of fishermen. I mean, all down the East Coast. Well, all down the coast of England. But, I mean, especially the East Coast, because they followed the shoals of herrings right the way down from Scotland, right the way down to Yarmouth. And, you know, the fishermen would often get together in a pub and sing songs. Well, you know, obviously, like rugby songs, you know, they're not exactly the most wholesome, beautiful songs that you would sing to your grandmother, are they?
Oh,
you know?
Man, so, I just had one that came into my head, and now I have to get rid of it because it's really bad. And I want
to. Please do.
I've got the impulse to sing it, and then Glenn will tell me I can't say that on the air.
Oh, no.
Please don't.
I won't. I'll behave, but it does involve a woodpecker. And
yeah, anyway, please be very careful on what you're saying.
Yeah, I am. I'm behaving because, you know, apparently Steve said something already. And anyway, we won't. But Glenn, do you have a tip for motivation, or do you have a song you want to add to the music list?
Well, when I first started working for myself, I felt really, really that big when I used to go to these sort of business meetings, you know, these, networking meetings. I'd walk into a room and there'd be all these men in suits with shiny black shoes, and I used to think, So a very good friend of mine said what I needed to do was to think of a song that gave me motivation, and while I'm thinking about it, push my foot down in my shoe. So I used to do that, and then when I walked into a room full of men with suits on and black shiny shoes, I would push my foot down in my shoe and I would sing the song to me in my head. So now, whenever I push my foot down on the ground, the song automatically comes into my head. And the song that I'm thinking of is that one that everybody knows, you know, I Feel Good.
James Brown.
If ever I'm going into a meeting that I'm feeling a little bit dubious about, I just push my foot on the floor and I immediately feel good. So that works.
You know, Glenn, that's how I get speeding tickets. Every single one is from that. It is. No, I get out of
one time I recorded Lisa talking her way out of a ticket. It was the funniest thing ever.
That's actually how we started our radio show, but that's a whole other topic. But I did get pulled over in a cornfield in Indiana recently, and I'm not going to go do that again. But music is that, and I love that push down on your foot because it's you've like given yourself a routine. And we've done shows on the power of routine, like Angela was saying. So like the animals need that, right? But the power of, not just routines, but like you have a ritual. It's a ritual. Mm-hmm. Like, and sports people do this where you have a ritual of getting into the zone where, you know, a lot of times like sports people have a song that they play right before to get them. And a lot of times it's AC/DC and stuff like that. You're just going to get all amped out and do what Angela does, where you sing at the top of your head and open the windows and like, yeah, that's for you too next door. Don't worry, Angela. We don't do that to the neighbors. Don't worry, Sharon. Your neighbors are safe too. But, you know, that's something that, it comes to you instantly. So you don't have to even think about it. Once you practice it so much, it becomes part of you to move forward. I love, love, love that. I was going to go, Steve, going on stage, do you have those kind of rituals too, other than, you know, break a leg, not the other word, but break a leg?
Yeah. What I like to do is just be by myself in a quiet spot before going on, and just let the character absorb inside of me. You know, just not to be bothered by anyone, just concentrate. So I'm in the moment.
Yeah. So you're in that zone, awesome. And then when you go, like I've learned the power of visualization. Where whenever you're going into those kind of situations, you visualize what's going to happen. And you can visualize it, all the wrong things. You might as well get them out your head and how you're going to fix the wrong things. Like if something goes wrong, like you get up to speak. Glenn, when you were talking about going into business meetings, I remember when we got over here and people know I'm very la, 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 but I'm actually very much an introvert. Doesn't sound normal, but it's true. And I felt, you know, as a very young business person, Nancy had me out there selling ads to Coca-Cola in South Africa when I was 17 years old. I mean, I was out there doing that. And as a young woman in a very male-oriented world, I had to stand up and be with it. And I sold advertising to various cultures. And you have to learn different religious beliefs and stand back and not you learn from them, actually. And if you had some interest, you would actually grow through these relationships. But being able to stand up in a room and say even my name, I'm like, I'm a mess. When we had a band, I was a lead singer and I could power vocally. I'm good at that. But if I had to talk to the audience, I basically melted. And I think everyone goes through that at some point. And I wonder about now, even in a Zoom meeting, how people feel when we start to not have those kind of networking events or meetings. I think it's such an important personal growth thing to go through. You have to have these meetings. You have to deal with society in that way. And it's such a growth to go through as a human being to do. Nancy, you actually had to take hypnotism, right? Classes to speak in public.
Yeah, and I can still self-hypnotize myself to when I need to, because it's the process of clearing your mind and putting something more positive in your mind. Instead of thinking of failing or thinking, oh, you're scared, you turn that around and say the opposite, and you convince yourself that you're in control instead of your body. Which is it's an interesting thing, and some people believe in it and some people don't, but it's really just getting in touch with yourself and saying, hey man, calm down.
You got it. You got this. Trust in yourself. By the way, Nancy, January 4th is World Hypnotism Day, and I didn't make that up. I just turned the page on the holidays, and there it was. How about that?
Yeah, well, and it's interesting. I went to a doctor called Gil Boyne, and he had spent time in Kenya, so we could talk to each other freely, more than I would have somebody who didn't know what I was talking about. And he goes, no, man, you're just fine. You just need to calm down and relax. And I'm such a nature person. He goes, don't look at the four walls in a room. You're in a forest. And that works for me. I'm in a forest. I can hear bird calls and I'm fine. I don't like the four walls.
You got to find your own who you are, and no matter what. I want to go. January 5th, everybody, is National Bird Day. It's actually an international event.
Cool.
And part of this event was actually started by our friend Adam Roberts, who the late Adam Roberts, our friend, who's worked in wildlife conservation for years. And over in England, you might have heard of Born Free UK, Born Free. Anyway, so he was part of this coalition that created this Bird Day, which is about knowing and recognizing the birds in your backyard, your neighborhood, and around the world when you travel. It's actually one of the top tourism things, is people traveling to see birds. So let's go around the room and talk about birds. Do you have a favorite bird or a bird you want to see? let's talk. I know, it's Woody Woodpecker. Are we back to that, Steve? Come on. Or there's the middle thing, the bird's the word. Okay, I'm going to put Nancy's song, The Bird's the Word, on the playlist now.
Yeah, The Bird's the Word's a great song.
So let's go around about birds. Steve, let's go with you since you've got the giggles. What bird? Like, what's your bird for Bird Day? Come on.
Oh,
put
there's
your fingers
many.
Down.
Well, remember when I did the Hollywood history?
Yep, we're going to put that in there.
Woody, of course.
Gotta have Woody. Gotta have Woody. I love it. Woody Woodpecker. Cheryl, what about you? Do you have a favorite bird?
No. No, I am. I had parakeets as a child, and I let my kids have parakeets. I am not a bird fan. I do like seeing the rare cardinal from time to time, but otherwise, I remember seeing the birds when I was a young child, and I'm good.
You know, Nancy,
y'all can have all your
Tippi
favorite
Hedren,
birds.
Right? I have to bring this up. You know, Nancy worked with Tippi Hedren and rescued her animals when they had parvovirus years ago.
Oh, wow.
That's a whole other story that we won't do on this show, but yeah, it's pretty
funny.
That's
for another day. Yeah.
That is for a kitchen table. Anyway, yeah. Steve, stop giggling right now because he knows. but Angela, what about you? Do you have a special bird?
Yeah, I do. I mean, my dad used to raise canaries and then budgerigars. And we had budgerigars. We had them in the house and they had a cage, but they were never caged. The door was never shut. And they used to talk. And I remember one used to use the toaster because it was stainless steel as a mirror. And he would dance in front of this and he'd talk to it and he'd go, you know, who's a pretty boy and all those. And yeah, but I think my favorite wild bird is the hummingbird. I can just watch them for hours and hours. And I just think they're most amazing things. Yeah. Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Hummingbirds are. And I think, Nancy, you always say that they found that the hummingbird, the latest fossil they found, the oldest fossil of a hummingbird is in Germany. Was it Germany?
Yeah.
That they found, which you wouldn't think.
Specific parts of Europe, but mostly Germany. And yet they don't live there anymore. They live over here now. So
they moved.
I don't know. Yeah, they moved. I don't know if it's climate change or what, but if you can see a hummingbird in Germany, you're really lucky.
That's wild, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And Glenn, you take people out in nature in England. And yes. I have a feeling I know what your bird is going to be. I've got a toss up between two. I'm playing a bet on myself here on your bird. Right. What's your bird?
Well, I think you're going to be wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Okay.
I have two birds in my head as soon as you were talking about this. I just love the Jenny Wren because they are so beautiful, and how their little tail sticks up in the air is just so amazing. But the bird that automatically springs to my mind is the blue tit, because they are tiny, tiny little birds, yet they survive in the winter time. And I still can't get my head round how a bird so tiny, probably 2 inches long, can possibly survive when it's snowing and it's icy and they're just sitting out on the bird table and they're still alive. I don't understand how that works, but it's either the blue tit or the wren, and obviously everybody loves the robin, but it has to be the blue tit.
What happened to
the
barn owl? The barn owl.
I love the barn owl as well.
The malachite. kingfisher? Come on, the Malachite kingfisher. You
oh,
told me that.
Yeah. There's too many to choose from.
There's so many. It's hard to choose.
Nancy, what about you? What about snowy owl? To see a snowy owl in the wild would be insane.
I love the owls, but I have to go with the ostrich because I've had ostrich experiences, and they are all extremely funny. And they're just, it's hard to even think that they're a bird. I mean, they're
just
so.
A walking dinosaur for sure.
Yeah, they're just something out of evolution that is still alive. So I got to respect that.
Well, the Cory Bustard. Now I'm going into the Cory Bustard mode. Then Turacos. And then there's Gallinules. Mm-hmm. And then Cheryl has the best bluebirds, blue jays that hang out in her house and eat all the cat food. I'm just saying, the birds
see,
are.
I don't like birds.
They do. I know they eat the cat food, but the cats are watching the birds too. So there's a whole cycle. But honestly, it's really difficult. Birds are amazing, and you think about dinosaurs and everything, and you know they are. There's a birds out in the bird feeder here in the bird bath, and I'm going. It's cold, and you're in the bird bath taking a bath. How are you doing that? Just what Glenn was saying, you know, but. So anyway, bird day is January 5th. So, take a look at the birds around you. If you have healthy populations, like, Cheryl, actually, I have to tell you, one of the best bird experiences we've had, at the close of 2023 was at your house with hundreds, and I mean hundreds of geese flew over. And, we were on a phone call with a friend of ours who we call every time we want to know about a bird, and we were just catching up. And all of a sudden they came over while we were talking to her, and I'm putting my phone up. I'm like, can you hear them? And she could.
They've been crazy this year. It's really been something. My dad heard them the other day. He said, have you heard these geese? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
the snow geese, they're
remarkable.
They are. They're really cool. But everyone, I know I don't want to keep you all over time here. It is bird day. Yes, on the 5th. So everybody knows that. It's also Carver Day, by the way, and that's very, very important. George Washington Carver is like just an inspirational human being for some inspiration about change and doing things. There's Dry Bean Day too, Nancy and Steve, just saying, just going on that. I'm just saying. But in closing, I really want to thank you all for joining us here to celebrate, the start of 2024. And you are all so important in our lives and what we do, Cheryl, Steve, Glenn, and Angela. So thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have many more shows, a lot of daily blend shows, because they'll be daily starting January 7th. Short, they'll be out at 4 a.m. Eastern time, looking at what's happening that day, but also be evergreen of what's happening. So can't wait for all of that. But thank you all. So Cheryl, where's your next destination before you go? Tell everyone, where's your next place?
California, and y'all will be here. But after that, that's just a quick trip. But then Iceland, the 1st of March. So I'm excited about that.
Right on. So everyone, keep up with Cheryl at heywannago.com. She's also Hey Wanna Go Travel on Facebook, and she takes us around the world. It's awesome. So thank you so much. Angela, thank you for joining us again. Where's your next destination?
I'm going down to London. I've got a sit in London in February for 2 weeks. But I want to say thank you for inviting me, and thanks to everybody else. And it's lovely to be here with everybody and see you again, and Glenn and Cheryl and Steve. And everybody have a safe and happy 2024 and a healthy one too.
Yeah, healthy one too.
Well.
That's important.
Everyone. Well.
TrustedHouseSitters.com. Glenn, what about you? Where are you going to next? Just think about it, because you take people all over. What's the next place we should know about in England?
A couple of weeks' time, I'm taking people around some different artisans in the area, showing them how glass is made. I've got a florist who's showing them how to do floral arranging.
Ooh.
And a greengrocer to show them how they display greengrocery. I've got a fashion designer who's working locally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that sort of thing. But I want to say one thing. I just want to tell you one thing. New Year's Eve is actually New Year's Eve 1980 to 1981 was when I proposed to Diane, and she said yes.
That's always
a reminder.
Well, please, happy anniversary to you both.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was when I proposed. She wouldn't marry me then, but she said yes.
No, but that's the anniversary of your proposal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I had to wait.
I love that.
I had to wait.
Yeah.
No, we
Did
love
you have
that.
To wait a whole year?
No, 1983 we got married.
Ah, okay. Hey, we were in England then, I think. Wow, we could have bumped into you and you didn't know it. And we didn't could've know done. It.
Yeah, maybe you were at their wedding.
Who knows? Oh, I think I'm such, the quiet loudmouth. He would have known. Well, thank you, Glenn, so much. We can't wait. Again, everyone, Glenn is on every fourth Saturday, Cheryl every third Wednesday, and Steve is going to be on with us next week when we're gone with the wind at that point. So we've got his links to his Hollywood history in the show notes, as well as a music playlist to everyone's websites, including Glenn's, which is norfolk-tours.co.uk. Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, everybody. It's been a real honor.
Lovely to see you all.
Take care, all.
Thanks for listening to Big Blend Radio's Big Weekly Blend Podcast. You can keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com. And if you want to get our Big Weekly Blend magazine, just sign up for our newsletter at blendradioandtv.com.